That's a big one to forget. And there we go. We've now gone back to 1 a.m. So the last entire hour just didn't happen. Pretty cool. But yeah, again, reminder, set your clocks back. It's now going to get dark an hour earlier. Sorry to depress you, but it's the way it rolls. Anyway, that last stretch there, we had some Steve Miller Band, Rockin' Me, of course. And then, of course, the all-time classic, Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd, off of The Wall. One of the greatest albums ever made. One of the greatest songs ever made, and probably the greatest guitar solos in a song. And of course, they're back to back. Then we finished, we had some REM, Orange Crush, a beat song, and then figured I'd mix it up a little bit, throw in some Fish, some Stash out there for you jam sesh heads and you know, jam band heads. And then I figured I'd mix it up again. A little bit of Minor Threat, Straight Edge, some DC Punk, repping the DC Punk scene there. My hometown. And my parents' hometown as well, involved in that scene, and pretty cool to hear that stuff on the radio, some deeper cuts, and so we'll definitely be doing some all DC Punk shows in the future. But for now, we're going to keep it rolling here with some Dire Straits, Industrial Disease.
Corner, I'm a thunderstruck. They got
All right, as we reach the middle here, the second hour of the show, just gotta have everyone's favorite time yet again, PSA time. This one's about blackout emergency preparedness, especially important as we go into this winter, which might be snowier than last year, hopefully, and you know, maybe with this El Nino year, we get a little bit more snow up here in Boston. So, if the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. Public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So at the top of the hour, we've had Industrial Disease by Dire Straits, Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen, which is, fun fact, was my favorite song from most of my childhood. Long Time by Boston, classic cut from Tom Scholz and the guys down the road there at MIT. That's All by Genesis, and Who Are You by The Who for some back-to-back British music. There we go. Keep it rolling here with The Police and Synchronicity 2.
Like lemmings into shiny metal boxes. Contest. We'll be right back. sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon. A sad song seems to say what I think, and it's heard inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room.
Going back to find
ooh, what's left of this world.
what he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving,
leaving
on that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Said he's going back.
Going back
to a simpler place and time. But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no, So he pined all his hopes, and he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes, he did. He said. Said he's going back to find,
ooh,
a simpler place and time.
Ooh,
yeah, and I'm gonna be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
What the hell?